Roland Martin, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, Tom, Sybil, and Jay here in New York, actually. We're kicking it on Starting Point this morning. And, of course, today is the 11th anniversary of the 9/11 tragedy. And, of course, so many people are focused on that here in New York City. But a lot of attention, Tom, is being focused on Chicago. Well, the teachers union there, they have gone on strike, third largest school district in the country. And so we wanted to find out what's the 411? What's the real deal? So we turn to Mary Mitchell, columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times. Mary, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, all right, let's get right to it, Mary. So what's the deal? Because you have some people who are saying, oh, these greedy teachers, they want more money. This is a tough economy. And then you have the other side who says that Mayor Rahm Emanuel is trying to demand the teachers do more work for less pay. What's the real deal?
Well, I think the real deal is that teachers are really, really focused this time around on preserving jobs. They've settled the pay issue, but the issue now is job security. Chicago school system has always had a history of protecting teachers. When they get displaced, they get a very lucrative severance pay, really. They got 10 months to sit in a pool where they can be chosen by other schools. They're not just let go like most people are when they let go of their job. They have to go find another job, not teachers. And Chicago has gone all the way to Springfield to try to change that. And now that it is changed and that teachers can be displaced from schools when schools are closed down or when principals decide this teacher is not working, the Chicago Teachers Union is fighting to get that back in. And what they want is for teachers to go into a pool for as long, again, as 10 months, and that they're not as easily displaced from jobs. That will take a lot of power with some principals.
Now, you have this battle going on, obviously, because the mayor has control of the schools in Chicago as opposed to other places. And then, of course, you have, it's very interesting, Mitt Romney and Congressman Paul Ryan, they're all of a sudden siding with Mayor Emanuel on this, hoping to embarrass President Obama. And so you have a little politics going on here. How do you see this thing shaking out? Is it fair for people to say the teachers are wrong to be trying to fight for job security in a tough economic climate when they say that, look, that kids are not, frankly, doing well enough in the classroom?
Well, first of all, frankly, I think this is going to be a very hard battle and a protracted battle for Chicago Teachers Union if they hold on to the job security piece and don't back down on that. And the reason for that is a lot of people don't have a job, period, let alone job security. Second, kids are not doing so well in Chicago public schools that every school, every teacher is doing a great job. If you're not doing your job, it's not working out in the classroom, I think principals do have to have the ability to choose their own team. But this really gets down to the politics of personality. This strike really, I think, happened because Karen Lewis, the Chicago Teacher Union president, and Rahm Emanuel can't stand each other. And they've had a very testy relationship from the very beginning. So I think this is a test of wills, and unfortunately the children in Chicago are caught up in it.
And the parents. So yeah,
certainly the parents.
And I hear that the negotiations are almost settled. How close are they, and what are the sticking points right now?
The sticking points that I told you is really job security. I mean, there are little things that they're talking about. Little things like, you know, they want a smaller classroom, they want more libraries, they want more counselors in the school, and we need, given the violence in Chicago, we certainly need more social workers and counselors in school. But the big, big piece here is going to be job security. And I don't see Rahm Emanuel backing down very easily on that. Maybe he will. It would be a big shock to me if he was to back down on that.
Do you think it's
gonna... that goes at the heart of being able to turn around schools, teach principals have to be able to choose their own team.
Karen Lewis said that it might be ended today. Do you see it? You said protracted. Do you see it being close?
The only way it's going to close is that one of them, Rahm or Karen, actually give up on that piece.
And as you said, they don't like each other, so they can't even get in the same room together.
Well, not yet.
Why is it got to be about them? Why can't these two people? Why can't it be
about them?
It should be about the students.
It should not be about them.
They keep saying students, but in order to get to the students, you got to be able to sit down in a room and have a very honest conversation with the face and realities of this school system.
Do you think it would have helped?
Let's just call it MMA. Let's just call it MMA and sell this as a fight in the schoolyard.
It like that, yeah. Roland. No.
Okay, I'm sorry. My bad. I'm sorry.
But there's parents out there.
So let's hope that it is over today. Yeah. You know, that would be very good for us if it is over today. But you know what? I just knew there would be a show of force regardless. I thought they would walk out and walk back in, frankly. So I just was never surprised that there was a strike in the first place.
And now, to your point, Tom, there are parents who say, look, I can't even go to work because I got to stay at home, take care of my kids. So it's affecting
to Rahm. That is going to be bad for Rahm. If parents feel that way, that's going to hurt him.
Do you think it would have helped if he had not gone to the Democratic convention last week and stayed in Chicago to work this out?
No, I think if he stayed in Chicago to work this out, he just would have missed the Democratic National Convention and they still would have walked out. Because I think the Chicago Teachers Union is trying to make a point, and their point is that they want a fair contract, and if it takes them hitting the picket line to get it, that's what they were willing to do. And that's what they showed.
No matter what,
they were going to have that strike.
Okay.
All right. Mayor Mitchell, Chicago Sun-Times. We certainly appreciate it. Thank you so very much for breaking it down for us.
Mm. All right, take care.
You think this is going to spread around the country, Roland?
No, Chicago's a lot different than most other places. As the two of you know very well.
Yes. Silk Mix next. 25 past the hour.